Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baxter. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writes the political economics column in London. He's based in London. And I read that there's a possibility of a sausage war, a sausage trade war. It's quite fantastic. At first, I thought, no, this has to be a send-up. But there's a photograph of supermarket shelves in Northern Ireland left empty when food supplies were disrupted at the start of this year. And they're imagining this happening again. I read this to make sure that I understand it correctly. EU threatens sausage trade war. And it goes on, Brussels will start a trade war with Britain if Boris Johnson overrides the Brexit treaty so that Northern Irish shops can keep selling British sausages. This is the vice president of the European Commission. In an article that he's published, the official said the EU would react swiftly, firmly, and resolutely. That's a quote. If Britain unilaterally extended the grace period in Northern Ireland Protocol, which expires at the end of June. I stop there, Joe, because you've been observing Brexit, and I got overwhelmed with the pandemic, so I stopped watching it closely. This looks like a send-up. What are they talking? What's the issue here? Is this punishing Boris Johnson more, a sausage war?
Well, it's the classic issue, as we have discussed before. Brexit is less an event than it is a state of mind. And, this is another example of how, I think both the UK and the European Union are recalibrating their expectations of this process to understand that basically it is going to be like any bilateral relationship where there is always something to talk about and argue about. And right now, the really urgent issue that they have to deal with are a bunch of basically unresolved questions about the status of Northern Ireland here, which has become the only land border between the United Kingdom and the rest of the European Union, but that also has all of these complicated historical issues that were kind of crystallized by the Belfast or the Good Friday Agreement 20 years ago. And so what we are seeing is that, as you would expect, you have this very complicated bilateral relationship unfolding as they try to figure out exactly what are going to be the trading rules for these two very modern, fully developed economies that suddenly find that they are intersecting with each other in a new way.
The trade war for sausages, immediately we go to another aspect of the Brexit agreement or not. I'm not sure. This has to do with migration. The same story here in North and South America. But the headline, UK failing to deport inadmissible, that's in quotes, migrants, because EU countries will not take them. Government failing to regain control of the borders as promised. This is a criticism. No migrants have been deported to safe countries in a new crackdown on inadmissible asylum claims because EU governments, including France, will not accept them. Joe, we're talking about people in rubber boats trying to cross the English Channel, which is dangerous enough. And there's a photograph of people being rescued at Dover. Is this a large story? And a credit to the fact that they were rescued, but my goodness, to go out in a small boat in the English Channel any time of year, this is grave risk. What is the scale of this worry between the EU and Britain about migrants?
Well, this has always been a vexing issue, and sometimes it waxes and sometimes it wanes, and it seems to be on the boil again at the moment. And I think that the problem is the European Union itself is always, continental Europe is always experiencing one form of migration crisis or another, as you have large numbers of economic migrants and refugees flowing out of Africa and the Middle East trying to get a foothold here.
We have about a minute, Joe. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Britain's problem has always been how could you keep these people in continental Europe before they get to the UK? And there had been this theory that Brexit would somehow make that problem easier to solve. Come to find out that it is not, because you still need to negotiate with these continental countries that are reluctant to accept the migrants back themselves. So, you know, another of these examples where this was, Brexit was pitched as the solution to this problem, Brexit ends up just creating a different kind of the same problem.
So now there's a dispute between the UK having left the EU and the EU as to whether you'll take back the migrants that came from the EU. I see this is another one of those problems that we're not going to solve right now. So we're going to turn to the global tax man. Joseph Sternberg, writing about the global tax man in the Wall Street Journal, is a member of the editorial board. He's based in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.